The MP for Wale Wale, Dr. Sagre Bambangi, has called on government to pay proper attention to newly created districts so as to equip them adequately to address the developmental challenges they face. He said although the creation of new districts is in the right direction, lack of adequate research in the process leaves these new districts handicapped. He cited the formula used for the distribution of the common fund as an example of a process that places newly created districts at a disadvantage. He explained further in this interview with Augustus Akwe.
The depth of data in these districts make them use second best proxies. You know, they use estimates that are not the best. For instance, if you take population, if a district B is carved out of district A, because they don't have update population data, they will simply divide the population of that district by two and then use that in the formula. Then when it comes to, let's say, doctor population ratio, then they will simply also divide the number of doctors in the district by two. So it is possible for you to have a newly created district that has no single doctor, reported to have two or three or more doctors. And it's the same with nurses, the same with teachers, and all these things are supposed to reflect on the need of that newly created district so that they can allocate more resources to them to develop, to attract these people.
Are you trying to say that there is a rush in the demarcation or the creation of new districts?
I am not against the creation of new districts, but I'm just saying that if you produce a child, you must be ready to feed the child. So if you create a new district, you must work up to date to have all the information on that district.
Dr. Bambangi also called for closer collaboration between the district assemblies and the Ghana Statistical Service so that realistic data can be used in resource allocation to remedy the situation.
I was looking for a publication from the Ghana Statistical Service that is normally entitled Population by Localities, and is supposed to have come out of the 2010 census publications. It is not yet ready. If it were ready, we would simply look at all the communities that belong to the new district and isolate them from the communities that belong to the older district. And in that case, we would have known their population. It is possible for a new district to have half of the population of the older district, or the new district has two times the population of the older district, and yet they will divide them equally. It is possible that the new district has no single doctor, and yet if there were six doctors in the older district, they will divide it by two, and it will be represented that they have three doctors each. You see the problem? It is the same with all the facilities. That is what they do, and that is what fed the common fund allocation that we have just dealt with. And I do not blame the common fund administrator, because he didn't have the statistics. So that is why I was recommending collaboration between the district assemblies and the Ghana Statistical Service so that they can do some special exercise on these districts. If they do, then they will be able to come out with these correct statistics. I sympathize with my sister district, Mampurugu Mogoduri, that is Kobori area. They don't have a single doctor, but the statistics simply divided the number of doctors in West Mampusi district by two. And it was assumed that they have two doctors. And they simply divided the number of teachers in the district by two. But all these things feed into the common fund allocation. When it comes to population two, we may have twice their population, but they have equal numbers with us. And that also will favor them. But I think it is better we get the statistics right so that these districts will have their fair share of the national cake.